News Radio WJPF, Marilyn Sanders is joining us. She is the Regional Census Director and a guest this morning. Morning, Marilyn. How are you this morning, ma'am?
Good morning. Doing well.
I had a discussion with a friend of mine yesterday. I said, look, the census, which one is more important to you? I said, the fact that we get your money back for your state and your community, or how it impacts representation in D.C.? He took money. He thought the money was more important. I, on the other hand, boy, I have a tendency to lead towards that, what it's all about in the census every 10 years, figuring out representation. That's a tough question to answer if you only get to pick one.
Yes, it is. But the census is so important, and it is happening now. In the midst of everything that this nation is tasked and challenged with, we are conducting the 2020 census, and the opportunity to complete the census online, by phone, or by mail helps us in this type of environment. So the census is now to be counted.
All right. So what are our percentages of getting the census counted? I mean, the last I saw, and I had a mayor told me, says like we're at 59.8% in my community. Where are we at on that spectrum?
So in the state of Illinois, we're at 64.2%, where the national average is around 59.1%. Of course, there are a few counties throughout the state, Henderson, Calhoun, Greene, Alexander, Pope, and Hardin counties, where we're not yet at that national average. And that's primarily because, as a result of COVID-19, one of our operations was suspended. And we are now getting some states going with that operation. And we're doing a phased approach, making certain that staff and the public safety is in the forefront of any decisions that we're making. So in some of the more rural areas that I just spoke of, they have not yet had their questionnaires delivered. However, once they get that questionnaire, we expect and would hope that they would immediately respond to the census.
When do you start canvassing door-to-door?
So the door-to-door canvassing is dependent upon, of course, how we are able to manage the current COVID-19 crisis. But we have a plan in place, and that operation is called non-response follow-up. And this is where we go door-to-door for every household that has not responded. August the 11th is our start date for that operation, and it will continue through October 31st. During that time, you will also have the opportunity to continue to respond online. But the actual going to the door for those households who have not responded will begin around August 11th. That's our plan currently.
All right. Now, here's the thing, Marilyn, and if people are still wearing masks, people walk up to a door with a mask on, you're going to have a problem getting people opening the doors. It's just psychological. Is there some way to overcome that? I mean, but, well, here's my badge. I mean, is that how that's going to work? What thought has been given to that?
So they will have a badge, but currently we are working with our marketing firm, Y&R, and we're looking at, of course, what we need to do in order to inform the public specifically of just what you stated, that all of our employees will be outfitted with PPE. They will have the masks. They are trained and provided training that we have created in order to make certain that they are healthy in terms of as they reach out, that their health and safety and the public's health and safety is in the forefront. But again, you have the opportunity to respond online, and you also have the responsibility and opportunity to respond when you receive the questionnaire. So we feel that those opportunities will help mitigate some of those situations that may occur.
All right. When we started this conversation, I was talking about the two aspects, representation, which I'm deeply concerned about in Southern Illinois, and keeping these numbers and getting credit for every single person who's lived here, because it's crucial for representation. We could lose one, two representational seats in Congress, and not an idea that I'm very fond of. But when we came to the other issue of money, I had been told on a couple of occasions, including Senator Dick Durbin, that for each person counted $1,400. But when I was speaking to other people in the census, they were saying, no, it's closer to $17.
So it's basically the county that you live in and that determines how those particular funds are distributed. So I think the $1,400 is around the state average, whereas in some other parts, some of the counties, it could be a little bit higher. But the important message there is that when we look at the $675 billion federal funding that is distributed across the state, and how it impacts our communities. So it impacts us directly in terms of libraries being built, in terms of roads that may need to be, infrastructure that may need to be revitalized, if you will, in terms of SNAP, the SNAP program, in terms of Medicare. So there's so many programs that are funded based on census data. It is so critical also that when we count, that we make certain that we don't miss children. Small children in the past censuses have been undercounted, so everyone in your household counts. But I think it is critical to know that for the next 10 years, this data that's being collected will inform decisions that are made from where businesses will be built and funding that comes back directly in terms of our community and Head Start programs and programs that are funded based on census data.
Yeah, it's interesting if you're, you know, sitting in the on the end of the couch and you look at your spouse and you look at your kids and you start adding up how much each one of those are worth to your community. It's fun to think how quick you start going, oh, that starts being a lot of money real quick. And if you're a mayor, you look at the community and think, boy, that is a lot of money, and it gets to be real quick when you're dealing with this. So the many municipalities, especially now moving forward, saying, look, every single one of these numbers counts for us. So right now, my understanding is the census in Illinois is starting a big push starting today through this weekend. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a big push to get the word out through the various media opportunities that we will have. So it's called a census-a-thon, and there are a lot of events going on around the state to help get the message out that the census is happening now. It's important, and it's easy, and it's safe. And so we want to make certain that everyone has an opportunity to be counted for the next 10 years. This will be the voice in terms of representation, in terms of funding back to your community, the data that's collected now.
How hard is this? Once upon a time, people were pretty contrary about talking to the federales about things. They didn't want to talk to them about it. So have people become more understanding when it comes to that one-on-one contact?
So there's still some fear of responding, but we want to make certain that we always allow people to understand that every census employee is sworn for life, that we take the security of the data that we collect and the privacy and confidentiality very, very seriously. And so, yes, there are some individuals that don't want to provide the information, but we feel that with engaging with trusted voices within the community, that we can educate on how important the census is to each individual. You mentioned Senator Dick Durbin, and we have had such an awesome support here in Illinois from our governor, Governor Pritzker, and from all of the mayors around and throughout the states and the county executives. They have worked with us educating and engaging and using their voice to help us communicate the importance of the census and that it is now. The census is now.
Marilyn Sanders, Regional Census Director. Marilyn, you filled out your census yet?
Yes, I have. I did it on the first day.
I thought maybe you did. And you know what's interesting? When the census came, we filled it out first day at my household, and less than 5 minutes.
Yes, the census is easy. It is so, so critical, and it's important that everyone is counted. Everyone counts.